Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today, assistant men's basketball coach Alex Biggerstaff and head coach Vic Fenora. Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Adam. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you having us on, Adam.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with you guys, and we're less than a month away from the season. It's been a road, to say the least. Let's go back to the end of last year. Guys make the conference tournament for the first time in 10 years. Face LMU, tough draw for sure, but you see that trending upwards. Coach, we've talked about that over the last couple years. Let's kind of do a very brief recap of last year and what you expect to see as we, again, draw closer to the 2020-21 season.
Yeah, last year was a big step in the right direction for us. You know, we were really happy with the progress we made, you know, improved our conference record, you know, by a great deal from 3 wins the previous year to 10-12. And like you said, made the conference tournament for the first time in 10 years. You know, had Jayshon Brooks, who, you know, eclipsed 1,000 points in 2 years for us, which was amazing. And again, he was the first team all-conference selection we've had in 10 years again. So, you know, continuing from my first full year, winning more overall games every year, winning more conference games, and just seeing the culture just develop to where guys are starting to figure out what it takes to win, you know, what it takes to compete in this league. And, you know, just leadership starting to develop. We still got a ways to go, you know, but we've seen progress every single year, you know, trending in the right direction. So, you know, we're definitely excited about this year.
We talk about Jayshon moving on along with several other seniors. You look at the leadership group this year, it's kind of hard to imagine. 4 years has already passed where Nasir Daniel and Austin Gilliard have been around. Javonte Cook, we did a podcast with him, Matt Powell and Jayshon last year, where they said, hey, it's your team now. Now, granted, those are the words. It's up to you, obviously, whose team it is, coach. But you look at that crew. But let's talk about those that are going to step in this season and some players that you're excited to see.
Well, we have the carryovers, like you said, with Vontae. You know, Jamal Bryant was really good for us. You know, we expect him to step up, you know, in his senior year. You know, obviously Nas has played a ton of minutes for us every year, you know, and he's a senior, and he's looked good so far in preseason. You know, those are the guys coming back. You know, Reggie Wright, we're really excited about seeing Reggie back. You know, I think he grew a lot last year just leading our practice squad, you know, and his shot developed, and he plays so much more confident now. So having a true point guard step in this year, you know, we're really excited about that. And Isaiah Johnson's another big one. You know, again, he helped us so much in practice last year and just got to, you know, learn the system and just be around us. And just we're excited for him to step in, you know, and get to help. Nas is going to have some, you know, some help up front. You know, we also got Jeremy Peck that came over as a grad transfer from UNCA. And we went from having, you know, one forward where, you know, when Nas was tired or went down with foul trouble, we were playing five guards to where we've got depth up front now. You know, we've got true point guards, we've got depth up front, and I think we've got better shooting. You know, we've got a host of guys from some young guys, some freshmen to, you know, returners and guys that will step up their roles from last year. But we're excited. We think, you know, overall this is by far the best team we've had.
Now, Alex is the recruiting coordinator, and during these times, let's talk about the challenges you faced in terms of addressing those needs to, you know, round out that team and then making sure you can get those kids on campus.
Yeah, it's been a weird situation because when COVID started, you know, everybody was sent home. We're obviously not allowed to bring any kids on campus going forward in the 21 class. So I think the first recruits we were able to start bringing on campus was late August, early September for 2021. And then, you know, we rounded out our massive 2020 class, I think, in early July. We added a late one. So it's been a challenge, especially for Coach and I who want to keep this thing going in the right direction. Obviously, we love to get out and see kids play live. That's a huge thing just because you get to see some intangible things live that you don't get to necessarily see on the video camera. You get to see how they interact with teammates, parents, coaches. You know, are they good teammates? You know, are they saying negative things to their teammates? Just little things like that that the video camera doesn't really show. You know, and luckily for Division II, you know, they gave us access to go back out and resume our normal recruiting calendar. So we got to come back out and go recruit some events starting in September. A little late, but nevertheless, I was just glad to watch some basketball, some live basketball that, you know, it's, like I said, it's just so different than watching it online. So that was, I guess, a good part that's happened out of all this.
Well, I want to give Alex some credit on that, too. Like, the pandemic really hurt a lot of schools' recruiting, but he's done such a good job getting out front of our recruiting classes. You know, in a lot of cases, we're 2-3 years out front, you know, with our classes, to where these 21s that, you know, we couldn't get on campus because of the pandemic, where a lot of schools were really struggling and rushing. We had those kids, you know, on campus 2 or 3 times already in previous years, and we had relationships built already. So, you know, we didn't have to start fresh with anybody. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't feel like the pandemic hurt our recruiting a bit. You know, so we're fortunate.
Talking about the pandemic and how it's affected the program, your guys' season ended in early March, and about 2 weeks later, everyone's season ended. Talk about how that affected your spring preparation, and then how that's kind of carried over into this fall season.
Well, first off, we were fortunate not to get any games cut. You know, we would love to make the NCAA tournament, you know, but we ended up our season in the conference tournament. So we didn't get any games cut short. But the postseason, yeah, that was a big thing for us. You know, for us, the postseason is individual improvement. So it's, you know, working on guys' skill sets and getting them better individually. So it hurt, you know, it hurt the guys individually, especially the younger guys, you know, like a Trey Beilin, who just came off his freshman year. You know, guys like that, it really affected. As a team, not to a great extent, because we have so many new pieces, and we were, you know, we've kind of tweaked our system and put some new things in this year that, you know, we hadn't really ironed out all the details to in the spring. But, you know, on an individual basis, yeah, it did, you know, it did hurt the guys. We tried to do our best to, you know, send them workouts and, you know, figure out some stuff. A lot of them didn't have access to a gym. So it was, what can you do in your driveway? Can you find an outdoor court? No access to weight rooms. So sending them, you know, body weight workouts and things they can do at home. So we were creative. You know, everybody around the country was dealing with the same thing. So we just had to think outside the box and, you know, try to make the best of it. But I feel like our guys came in really good shape. You know, I was pleasantly surprised, you know, especially with a few of them. So, you know, all in all, not a big deal.
I feel like this year is unique for every team, but you guys kind of in particular, in terms of, you know, you're waiting that decision. Are we going to get delayed? Are we going to get pushed back? What's the schedule going to look like? All things considered, it looks as normal a basketball year as it can be. I believe, if anything, you guys got pushed back about a week or so, and you're still getting 20 games in the season. Let's talk about kind of this rushed preparation now, though, because normally you guys have probably had about 2 or 3 months in the gym shooting around, but because of the phases you have to go through with about less than a month to go, it's got to be crammed in a bit tighter. Let's talk about kind of the work ethic of the guys, but then also just making sure that they're prepared for that November 21st contest.
Yeah, no, you hit it right on the head. Like, we are definitely very fortunate compared to a lot of other sports. I mean, we were touched the least. So, yeah, our season looks pretty normal. 1 week later for, you know, official practice, 1 week later for the season, cut from 28 games down to 22, you know, which is minimal compared to most sports. So, yeah, we're fortunate. But like you said, the phases, the reintroduction phases, that's what's hit us the hardest. You know, we came back a little later than a lot of schools because we started remotely, you know, and then we had to go through these phases. So we still have not been able to play live yet. Starting Monday, right? Starting Monday, we get into phase two. So for the first couple weeks, we couldn't touch them and we couldn't do anything. And then we were able to work them out a little bit, but they couldn't share equipment, so they couldn't pass a basketball, couldn't rebound, so we had to be creative with how we did that. And then we went into phase one, which we're in now, where we can pass and we can rebound, but we can't play live defense, so we're still working on, you know, putting in our defensive principles and that kind of thing without actually touching each other. So it's, you know, teaching them to play tough, hard-nosed defense, which we're trying to do and be a little more aggressive this year, but not touch each other, so try to do that. But so, yeah, it's the preparation. We've been preparing, but it's still not the same as going live. And a lot of these guys have not played a live basketball game since we ended the season. So, I mean, they're going plus months of not playing a game, which they've probably not done in their lives, you know, since they started playing basketball. So, you know, next week when we start, we're going to play a lot, you know, which will be fun for them. But I'm really trying not to stress out about it and feel like we're not prepared. I think a lot of times us coaches kind of overthink it and overcoach and don't give the guys enough credit. Like, I think if we just kind of relax and let them play and not stress out about things, then we'll get to where we need to be. So I'm not too worried about it.
So for both of you guys, as we wrap up here, it's been a crazy calendar year, to say the least. The peaks of making postseason, the pandemic hitting, and then kind of getting back on that upward curve as the season approaches here in a couple weeks. For each of you, what are your respective goals for the team and the program this year? Alex, if you want to start.
Yeah, I just think, one, I'm just excited to just be back with them. I think the biggest goal for us was to just be back as a community on campus. I think that's the number one goal, and to make sure that everybody stays healthy, you know, and that there's no COVID outbreaks. I think that's the biggest goal, is to make sure that we stay on campus. And then after that, I just want to keep building on our success. Just, you know, make sure that no matter what it is, whether it's little victories, like individual awards, or, you know, guys being on the dean's list, stuff like that, celebrating those wins and making sure we're heading in the right direction, and also doing it on the court this year. Because like Coach said, we're fortunate games aren't really cut in respect to some other sports that have been hammered a little bit harder. So if we can keep improving in every aspect and just guys, you know, making sure that they come out of here with that degree, I think that's the biggest goal. We take a huge commitment and pride to our guys, you know, making sure they walk out of here with that piece of paper. So if we can just keep building on all that stuff, all the little stuff, I think the results will show on the court.
Yeah, and he said improvement on the court. I mean, we definitely want to continue to improve. We still have got a long way to go. You know, the more I've been through this, you know, I'm learning a little bit more, and I'm a little bit more cautious about setting, like, concrete goals. You know, because we really pushed hard. Last year it was, man, we should be a conference tournament team. You know, let's make it. You know, and we made it, and that was a great achievement. But I think some of the wind goes out of the sail. Like, we've achieved our goals. We've made it. I think sometimes you kind of limit where you can get to when you set a goal like that. And I'm not saying, you know, if we don't set that goal, we beat Lincoln Memorial. I mean, we showed a lot of, hey, this is our first time in the playoffs, and this is a big stage, and we weren't prepared for the stage. But I don't want to set a goal like that this year. We want to improve. Alex is saying all the little things. It's continuing to see our culture develop. You know, the classroom was a big part of it. Guys being prepared for careers and moving on and being successful men when they leave here is part of it. You know, young guys learning what it is to be a Marshall Lion. How do you carry yourself? How do you act? You know, other guys learning what does it take to be a winner in this league? You know, all that stuff just coming around and continuing to form. We still have a long way to go, but we're proud of what we're doing and the program that we put together. So just continuing to kind of get to that vision. You know, that would be our main ultimate goal.
We've mentioned a couple times, again, as we close up here, how we're just excited to see sports being played, live basketball being brought back onto the court. First time you guys can see them at home, November 24th versus Catawba, 7:30 tip-off. Hopefully we can have a good amount of fans in the crowd. We'll obviously see what the restrictions are come that point, but obviously make sure you can check out our live streams. Alex, I know you said you're excited about live basketball. Vic, obviously you are. I am as well. I'm just excited to see anything positive happening here in the athletic world. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today, and I'm sure we'll catch up throughout the season.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.